Greetings, my dear brothers and sisters. What a joy and a blessing it is this wonderful, beautiful day. I can speak to you the word of the Lord. And I pray that my Savior, my Redeemer will bless you. May you see God's goodness upon your life. May you see every prayer is being answered in your life. So let's look into his word in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 17, verse 7. Jeremiah 17, verse 7. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, and whose hope is in the Lord. I'm going to read that again. Blessed is the man who trust is in the Lord, and whose hope is in the Lord. See, we need to realize one thing. Placing our hope firmly in the Lord promises abundant blessing. I'll say that again. Placing our hope firmly, not wishy-washy, but firmly in the Lord promises abundant blessing. Even in the most difficult days, God will carry us through when our expectation is in Him. Our hope is in Him. He will carry us through. So in today's passage, Prophet Jeremiah describes a person whose hope is in the Lord as a tree that spreads out its root by the river. Jeremiah 17:8. We draw life, vitality from Him. See, the person who is planted by the rivers of water, this person does not fear when heat comes or when it goes through fire, like the three Hebrew boys. We will walk through and we will come out the other side without a smoke clinging to our garments. Shadrach, Meshach and Abednego saw the power of God because they put their hope and trust in Him. He will not be afraid. Who? The one who will trust the Lord. And his leaf will remain green. When others pass out, we will prosper. In the year of drought, we will drink deep of the never-ending living water. This beautiful tree will never cease to bear fruit. How comforting it is to know that in the wilderness time or the desert time of our lives, when He threatens to dry up and destroy us, our hope will continue to be in the Lord. And as our hope continues to be in the Lord, we will bear fruit for God's kingdom. Even if you are struggling through a year of drought, do not be anxious. Picture yourself, listen to me, picture yourself as a tree planted by clear rolling water with roots dug into the deep to soak up life-giving flow. See, when the winds will toss, its green leaves and branches will be laden with fruit. Can you believe that and picture yourself that way? Why? Because you're called to be blessed by the Lord. Because your hope and your faith and your trust is in the Lord. Let me pray for you. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for my brothers and sisters, those who are listening to my voice. Whatever season they may be going through, O Lord, but as they remain in You, their hope in You, their faith in You, to see themselves being planted by the rivers of water, I pray they will flourish. I pray their life will not be a life of drought, shortcomings, O Lord, but let them see overflow as Your word promises, my cup overflow. Let them see the blessing of the Lord. You be glorified, You be magnified in their life. Bless them abundantly. Open up the doors of heaven for their life. We'll give You glory. In Jesus' mighty, matchless name I pray. Amen. 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 God bless you. Have a wonderful day. And remember, Jesus loves you and He cares for you. God bless.